Donegal is one of the remaining two outstanding divisions where this model is due to be rolled out, and there's a lot of pressure to have it commenced and rolled out in the early part of this year. So what we are saying and what the members on the ground are saying is that we don't have any confidence in the model. The building blocks are not put in place. The minimum staffing requirements in relation to the ranks that actually we have numbers for aren't in place, and we don't have enough Gardaí. So when the members I represent are still struggling with all the problems, particularly personnel shortages, equipment, still fleet is a big bugbear in Donegal, to see that millions and millions of euro from the Garda budget has been spent on consultancy fees is causing people to scratch their heads. And we believe that there's certainly money will be better spent on operating policing. It's quite ironic that the title is of the operating policing model. And again, we see that consultancy companies are very much to the fore in relation to the rollout of a project that's about operating policing. And the members who deliver operational policing don't see any benefit, have great fears that it will actually downgrade policing. We can already see that in the Milford district, which is earmarked to be dissolved as district headquarters, personnel shortages at crisis levels. Gardaí, the district has been run on overtime, the goodwill of members to come in just to provide a basic fire brigade service. And we look at places like Dunloe, which was moved away from the Glenties district headquarters in 2013, is now going to be annexed from the existing Milford. So, and we saw huge problems there in the run-up to Christmas and serious problems that need addressing. And we see that this plan has not worked in other counties that we're aware of. Very, very poor feedback about the large geographical areas. Donegal has huge individual challenges that are unique. And we, of course, have been told that this has to be rolled out, it has to be implemented. And as I say, when the initial announcement was made, we were assured at meetings that the model would not be rolled out until everything was in place in relation to infrastructure and personnel and Garda staff numbers. All those things are way, way behind what was envisaged, and we fear that this is going to be rammed in the true tradition of an Garda Síochána, where nothing has changed, and we'll be told, yes, the plan is working, everything is all right, but the people on the ground will tell you otherwise.
And while there is concern among members of the force, this ultimately falls down to members of the public as well. With the closure of Garda stations and with this new operating model, it would have made sense to instill confidence in the people by addressing, as you mentioned there, the transport issues and the personnel issues.
Yes, certainly. And we will see that people in rural parts of Donegal will not have the knowledge of knowing that decisions about policing are going to be made locally. We're going to have huge operational areas, just two superintendents involved in community engagement, where at the moment we should have actually have four, and we originally had five before 2013. So the decisions have been centralised. Local. We're told that the operating model would bring structural changes that would give a greater focus on community policing. Community policing is dying dying in Donegal, because it's really become a fire brigade service, with Garda travelling huge distances to calls. And then we have seen issues with the shortage of patrol cars and the suitability of them. So you have now guards sharing patrol cars again, travelling from one station to another to pick someone up to do a call to come back. Huge man hours been lost. So certainly what was envisaged, what was promised, has not materialised, and we're just being forced down this road without, as I say, the proper... There's a specific number of inspectors that are required to make the model work. We don't have them in the county. There's a serious problem with accommodation for staff, for offices of administration. And simply, as I say, the building blocks and the foundations are not in place, but the model is going to be rolled out. We still have no district officer. There's no member of the rank of superintendent attached to Letterkenny. That has been the situation for quite a while. And certainly all the indicators are that the proper investment is not being put in place. And of course, Donegal, as usual, is the last county to implement it. And we believe we're kind of, we'll yet again see Donegal being the forgotten county with a system brought in that hasn't been properly planned or invested or built.